now. Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
And good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us later in the show will be Francesca Chambers. She's a White House correspondent for the Daily Mail. She's going to talk to us about this big brouhaha over President Trump and Russia again. An alleged wrongdoing on his part. He apparently had two scoops of ice cream instead of one. And Larry Kudlow will be joining us at 8:35 on the show. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is a private detective and good friend of this program, Rod Wheeler, who used to work for the D.C. Police Department a long time ago. And there are new developments in a story that's about 10 months old. It has to do with the death of a DNC employee by the name of Seth Rich under mysterious circumstances. Rod, hold on a second. I want to read the first two graphs of a story that has been put on the Fox News website in the last few minutes.
Okay.
The Democratic National Committee staffer, who was gunned down on July 10th on a Washington, D.C. street last July, just steps from his home, had leaked thousands of internal emails to WikiLeaks. Law enforcement sources tell Fox News. A federal investigator who reviewed an FBI forensic report detailing the contents of DNC staffer Seth Rich's computer generated within 96 hours after his murder said Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, a now-deceased American investigative reporter, documentary filmmaker, and director of WikiLeaks, who was living in London at the time. And the story goes on to say this is consistent with what Rod Wheeler believes has happened. So, Rod Wheeler, what do you think has happened?
Well, I think exactly that, Brian. You know, I've been working on this case now on behalf of the Rich family for about 2 months. And I'll tell you, in many, many years of investigating homicides, I've never seen this police department in D.C. handle a case the way this case has been handled. Now, what do I mean by that? The detectives and the investigators working this death case have been totally tight-lipped, Brian. I mean, they haven't said a word. And I've met with them on several occasions, and I've even suggested, you know, what about taking another look at Seth Rich's computer? And the response I always get is a blank stare. And I had an investigator tell me to my face, he looked at me in the eyes, Brian, and he said, Rod, you know, I'll be honest with you, I cannot tell you anything. We were told to stand down. Now, that's huge. And I asked him, I said, well, who told you to stand down? And he gave me another blank stare as if he just could not say. So, you know, there's a lot going on here. I do think that there's some degree of involvement from others outside of the police department calling the shots as far as what's going on with this case.
If the FBI has the computer, as this federal law enforcement source seems to suggest that they've done a forensic examination of it, does that tell you anything specifically about what kind of investigation is ongoing?
Well, you know, you would think if the FBI has the computer and they've gone through it, then they would have seen these emails that I do believe is there and that this other forensic investigator said he saw, and they would have announced it, and then that way the police department can actually work the case from that perspective. I know for a fact, and this is the fact, I mean, the police department have not even interviewed several people over at the DNC. That's where Seth worked. And in any murder investigation, you want to go back to the places where this individual is known to have spent most of his time, the DNC at work. They haven't even interviewed folks over there. That's just not a good sign. One other thing real quickly that I think is a bombshell, and I'm not sure if it's in the report that came out this morning, I called the police department about a month ago to try to get information. You know who returned my telephone call?
Who?
A senior representative from the DNC. Now, how did a DNC representative know that I contacted the police department? This is before the police department even called me back. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. How could a senior official from the DNC call me back when I called the police?
All right. Very quickly, because I want Mary to have a chance here to ask some questions. I just have to ask you this question. You weren't always of the belief that you are now. You at one point believed, because we did interviews with you in the past.
That's right.
In which you said, no, this looks like it was a robbery that went bad.
That's right. And you know what? Like in any case, you want to work all the theories. You know, I'm not one of those persons, Brian, and you've been knowing me a long, long time. I don't jump on conspiracy theories, but I do listen to them. And so I did work the botched robbery theory. I just don't see any information or evidence whatsoever that would support that. So what I have to do now is start looking at these other theories. And this one is the one that has led me to where we are today.
So did you ask, just curious, did you ask that DNC staffer who called you back when you called the police department, why are you calling me? How do you know to call me?
Right. Well, that's a good question, Mary. Here's actually what happened. I called the police department, and I had left several messages. Well, I didn't hear back from the police department, right? Well, the DNC person, and I don't want to mention the name, but I have the name, contacted Seth Rich's father, who is Joel Rich, and asked him, why was I calling the police department inquiring about the death? I said, well, wait a minute. How did this person even know I called the police department?
Right.
And I haven't gotten any answers yet, but I have the name of the person. But I'll tell you this also, without mentioning this person's name, and I do have the name, I just don't want to say it. This is a person who worked directly with Seth at the DNC when he worked there. From a homicide detective perspective, that person is considered a person of interest in his death.
Interesting. So this just, do you see this now that this seems to be gaining steam and this is becoming more public? Does this die?
The case itself?
Yeah.
No, I'm hoping that now with everybody kind of taking a look at this again, that the police department will come forward. And look, I believe that the police department, I think they're handcuffed, so to speak. They can't say anything. I think they want to, and I think they want to do the right thing. Look, I know Chief Newsom, and I know he's a stand-up guy, but I think that he's being restrained. I honestly believe this, and not for any political purposes. I'm not really into the politics thing, but I think the police department is being restrained by someone in government, I think on the mayor's level, as far as how much information they can release.
So I'm reading further into this Fox News story, and it says that the federal investigator, this is the federal investigator who is quoted by Fox News, says that 44,053 emails and 17,761 attachments between Democratic National Committee leaders spanning January 15 through May 2016 were transferred from Rich to McFadden before May 21st, which was the day that he was murdered.
Right.
That is a lot of emails.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, that was his responsibility, Brian, over at the DNC. He was like their IT guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he did have access to the emails. Again, I don't know for sure if that's related to his death itself. We don't know that. But my whole point here is that that's one avenue that you have to look at, and you have to consider everything, you know, regardless of anybody's political, whatever their reason they're involved with this. So we have to look at that. And I think, like I said, with the publicity now, hopefully the police department and the FBI will take another look and really get on this case and start investigating it because they haven't done it.
All right. We're going to leave it right there.
Wow.
Rod Wheeler
wow.
with some bombshell stuff this morning regarding the death and investigation into Seth Rich, backed up by another source that is talking to Fox News. And that story can be found at foxnews.com if you want to take a look at it. Really interesting stuff. Rod, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Wow, right. That's incredible.